You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Mr. Andrew Douthwaite, the Chief Technology Officer of Virtual Armor International, a global cybersecurity and managed services provider that delivers customized solutions to help businesses build, monitor, maintain, and secure their networks. The company maintains 24/7 client monitoring and service management with specialist teams located in its U.S. and U.K.-based security operations centers. Mr. Douthwaite, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome and really appreciate your time today and joining us. So for starters, when people think of computer hacks, they mostly think of hacking financial or personal information on the web. But just recently, several universities in the U.S. were hacked. Why are learning institutions beginning to be the new target, and what were hackers actually looking for?
So learning institutions, by nature, they want to be open, collaborative, and they're generally research-driven. That often leads to not being very security conscious. It's difficult to control and secure thousands of devices on a network that you don't actually own, if you don't own those devices. And they need to be used in an open environment as well. Research information is very valuable. If you think about some of the inventions that come out of universities and learning institutions, two great examples are the internet itself and Google. So they're, prime targets for people to steal valuable research information and new inventions that could be coming out in the future.
Tell us, Andrew, how can any company protect themselves from phishing emails, which I've actually been receiving some of those, and how can one tell what is fake or authentic, and how can business owners tell the difference here?
Yeah, so it is getting more difficult to tell what's fake and what's genuine out there. Phishing emails 2 years ago were quite easy to spot. They were badly written or had, bad links or images in there. At that time, user education was kind of key to everything. User education is still a huge part of it. There's gotchas and, simple things that a user can spot. But, we have to take technology a bit further now due to the fact that there's the phishing attacks or emails are becoming more sophisticated. They look very legitimate. The technology that we need to start looking at is on several levels. So, email security is a key piece. So scrutinizing each email in and out of an organization, against known kind of attachments and links and things like that in the email would definitely help. Endpoint protection, actually protecting the devices themselves that, these emails will be received on to ensure that, a bad program can't be run or it cannot hit a bad website. And visibility is a big thing. Having visibility into what's going on in the environment so we can, once something does happen, you can react and have, kind of a procedure and process in place to mitigate that and, eradicate it from the environment.
Certainly appreciate your response. Most helpful there. Also, how can a business prevent such attacks in the future? And do you have any advice for those small or medium or large companies that are tuning in today?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say the small businesses at a minimum should ensure they have perimeter security as a start and plus a form of endpoint and email security. Those three things are kind of the basics for, protecting against phishing in particular. That would give you a good base. For a medium-sized organization, they should be starting to look for patterns and correlated events to get a bit of a bigger picture of what's going on in their environment. And that, could be done through a theme, which, collects log data and correlates that for you to make sure that, localized events, correlate together could mean a bigger issue on the network and kind of an outbreak of something, that may have started from a phishing email. Larger companies really need to look at forming a comprehensive security strategy. This has to be embraced kind of from the C-level down and has to be implemented operationally. It should look at the risks and the mitigation across the whole company. This isn't an IT issue anymore. This is company-wide, and it should be everyone's responsibility within those large organizations.
Super information so far today. We're joined by Mr. Andrew Douthwaite, the Chief Technology Officer of Virtual Armor International, a global cybersecurity and managed services provider that delivers customized solutions to help businesses build, monitor, maintain, and secure their networks here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Andrew, is it a matter of having the right technology to prevent these attacks?
The right technology is needed, but we need the pieces that glue all the technology together. And also, the mantra that we use is we need technology, processes, and information in order to glue all of this together into a strategy there. Questions to be asked are, if you have got the technology, are they deployed properly? Is the technology in use correctly? Who's maintaining and monitoring and utilizing the technology? And what's gluing them all together? Is the data correlated? Can you see the bigger picture of what's going on within your environment? The process piece is pretty key. So we've got to be able to take those technologies, ensure they're used correctly within your environment, and people within the organization or a third party, maybe outsourced, know how to utilize the technology that's best for your company and your business requirements.
And Andrew, looking ahead, do you think we'll continue to see a rise in hackers?
I think there's always going to be hackers, and it's always going to be on the rise. As you know, more and more data is collaborated. People want access to data faster from different medium every single day. You know, I'm walking around with an iPhone, a laptop, a tablet of some kind, and I want to access the data, all my data on all of those machines. That is also always going to lead to security gaps if you're not ahead of the curve there. Generally, security technology follows the hackers. So, you know, unless we go for a strategy where we lock everything down and it becomes inhibitive to the user, we've got to try and find a mix in between. And if you don't do that the right way, then you can lead to security gaps. The more and more data uploaded and utilized by, you know, companies through connected media, the more valuable it is for the hackers, and the more, you know, they're going to come after it.
Again, Mr. Douthwaite, we can't thank you enough for what you do in the space and for bringing attention to cybersecurity here on the program. And I'm sure listeners want to know where they could get more information on Virtual Armor International online and how they could be in touch. Where's the best place online to do so?
Yes, you can look up at our website at www.virtualarmor.com. It's spelled the English way, but VirtualArmor.com. We're also on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, so catch us on any of those channels.
Again, it is virtualarmor.com. Mr. Douthwaite, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you. My pleasure, too.
Again, we've been speaking with Andrew Douthwaite, the Chief Technology Officer of Virtual Armor International, a global cybersecurity and managed services provider that delivers customized solutions to help businesses build, monitor, maintain, and secure their networks. And for all the details, visit virtualarmor.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.